She's already sore on her feet.
California dairy farmer Hank Van Exel is doing his best to keep his herds comfortable. But the effect of the heat on his dairy cows is evident.
Panting. If you see cows panting with a lot of saliva coming out of their mouth or their tongues hanging out, you know they're in tough shape.
Van Exel is a second-generation dairy farmer. He has lost 14 cows and says milk production is down more than 20%. Sacramento Information Officer David Jones says the heat has led to emergency declarations in several counties.
We can't find anything over the last 30 years that indicates there's been anything like this. The heat has been unprecedented. It's been oppressively hot at night. All of these factors coming together have made it very challenging for the local community.
And California's $50 billion a year dairy industry is not the only victim. The California Association of Wine and Grape Growers says the heat is decimating its crops. Steve Herringer tends a vineyard of Petite Syrah grapes and says the sun is literally burning the fruit.
They're beyond raisins. They're completely, there's nothing left there.
Herringer estimates he will lose more than 5% of his crop to the heat, but he's more concerned about how the scorching temperatures will affect the taste of his wines. Over in the tomato fields, Craig Ganos estimates the heat has killed about 15% of the blossoms that typically yield 46,000 tons of tomatoes per season.
Those are the aborted flowers right there that won't make it. We're obviously losing money as the days continue to be hot.
It's a story repeated in peach orchards and walnut groves and melon patches up and down the state, especially in the Central Valley, where more than half of California's $33 billion agricultural industry is produced. Paul Wenger at the California Farm Bureau says it's too early to assess total damages, but he predicts consumers will feel the heat in their pocketbooks.
The consumer deals with it and the prices that they're going to pay when they go to the store or when they go to the restaurant.
Parts of Northern Europe are also suffering. 2 weeks of nearly 100-degree temperatures in France, Germany, Spain, and northern Italy are blamed for dozens of deaths and power emergencies across the region. Millar Sega, VOA News.